This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Friday night game in Canton, Ohio, the Hall of Fame game. And then really 2 weeks now of everyone else playing. Danny, how are you?
Good, my friend. The trip.
Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to pod you down because you are not good, my friend. That's how I'm going to answer that. Daniel is at the beach, as you guys may have heard. His marathon stay at the beach continues, but he will be back in studio tomorrow, which we look forward to, so that we can play How Much Weight Did Danny Gain on Vacation, among other things, and we will check in with him momentarily when all is well on his end. Lay of the land ahead, our double play at 3:45. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. And at 4 o'clock, your Beltway Blitz on the teams you care the most about in town. Big story of the day is where we got to start, though. Deshaun Watson suspended 11 games by the National Football League. So a couple of initial takeaways from me. First things first, not a full season, which means at some point this year, we will see him play on the road in an NFL stadium, and he is going to get more heat and more scrutiny and more boos and more hate than maybe any player ever has in league history during that game. Because right now, societally, there is more vitriol and anger, and we just react. You know, social media world that we live in more than we used to. He's also coming back from something that's pretty unprecedented in scope. There are a lot of fans of this league angry that he will be playing this season. So that was my first thought, was you knew that the NFL wanted to suspend Deshaun Watson as deep into the season as they could, but specifically that they really, really wanted to get him to the offseason so that they could just go a football campaign, a full year, where they didn't have to worry about the reaction to Deshaun Watson. Just delay the inevitable, so to speak. So it turns out they couldn't pull that off. They settle. There's an agreement. Watson and his reps with the Players Association and the NFL on 11 games. There was a hearing where a third-party arbiter ruled 6 games is what they thought the suspension should be. The NFL said, not even close. We want the full year. And then there was a meeting in the middle of sorts. Basically, they split the difference, by the way. And so there's been so much talk about this and so much reporting. It actually seems pretty simple. Judge Robinson said 6. The NFL wanted 17. What's halfway between 6 and 17? 11 games. So maybe that's where that number came from. Because it was an agreement between the league and the association that represents the players, the union. And that means there's going to be no more additional hearings or court filings or appeals because they came together on a pact here. But the other thing that I think is worth noting is that 11, which seems odd as a number, allows for him to play in the final 6 games of this season. Okay? 17-game year now. 17 minus 11 is 6. And so Deshaun Watson will play in 6 games, which means he can accrue a year, which allows for Deshaun Watson to make his $46 million guaranteed next football season. So the NFL wrapped a present and put it under a tree today, a gift for Deshaun Watson, where they said, you know, if we suspend you 12 games or more, then next year you're only going to make $1 million in guarantees because that'll be the first accrued season on this deal. However, if we only suspend you 11 or fewer, then you get to make $46 million next year, and basically you don't lose out on much money this year at all because of the way the Browns structured this contract to take good care of you. And the league agreed to the 11-game suspension, meaning he will cash $46 million in guaranteed money next year. They gave him that gift today. And if you want to throw in that he was fined $5 million, that's part of the settlement as well. You can do that. I would just remind people that is half about of what he made last year to not play football. Everyone says, what about time served? Well, last year he made twice as much money to sit at home and scroll the internet, look at Instagram reels, as he is going to pay out in this fine now, this $5 million settlement. So it's a complete slap on the wrist, and he'll get to play, and he'll get to make all of his money starting next year, a $46 million rate. Let's check in on Danny again and see how this goes.
Is this better, Jeeps?
This is better.
There we go. Good stuff there. Good summation. Was able to hear what you were saying about Watson. Did you get the sense this was, I don't know how to say this the right way, a victory of sorts for the NFLPA? I mean, obviously they would have preferred the shorter initial suspension that was ruled on by the judge, but I get the sense that all they wanted was it for not to be a full year and for those contract terms that you mentioned, for everything to kind of be able to count this year, right? They wanted to make sure this year counted, then we started to get into the teeth of the deal. Is that the sense you have?
Well, I think it's a huge win for them, and really more so for them, I guess. It's a huge win for Deshaun Watson because they probably would have preferred six games. So, Watson, they gave a little bit. I mean, they met the league in the middle of the league saying 17. Robinson, and what we want is six. All right, let's just walk halfway and stop and sit down. That's 11 and see if they'll meet us there. But where I think they win is their player is going to get pretty much everything he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Watson's $5 million fine is change under the couch cushion, right? I mean, really, last year he made twice as much as that, not even playing football. What I think he cared about, and I'm guessing he and his agent fought hard for by way of the Players Association, is to make sure that he accrued a year. I really think that was, at the end of the day, what they cared the most about. He had to be on the field and play in six games so that this year counts, so that he gets to his $46 million next year. If he doesn't accrue the year, then he's pushing that payday back, and again, next year you're playing on what was kind of that first-year rate that they designed for him to be his suspension year.
Right.
So I think all he really cared about probably as far as this suspension went, yeah, he'd love to play football as soon as possible. He wants to be out there with his teammates. He had to make sure he got to enough games this year that he got $46 million next year, and he got that. So, yeah, this is a win for him, and it's a win for the Players Association.
And I see on the other side of it, for the NFL, they needed to make sure this wasn't your average suspension. They needed to make sure this wasn't one of those, well, the CBA has typically said it ends up at four games. We'll go for six, and then it gets pleaded down to four, and so on and so forth. They needed to make sure they went hard in the paint on this one. And I think they got what they wanted as well. From Jump Street, you know, you heard them float full season, indefinite suspension, sort of, you know, an unprecedented level of banning a player here for being able to play. They wanted to make sure this was more than the others in the past, right? Because they felt, you know, given the past precedent and the ongoing nature of these alleged offenses from Watson, that they needed to make sure that this wasn't just some, you know, kind of standard operating procedure. So I think they got what they wanted as well.
I can't help but wonder, if you're Deshaun Watson and you look at that schedule, what goes through your mind when you realize that your first game you're going to play in this year is against the Texans?
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
NFL. Unreal how they do their business. Look, they can say, oh, that's coincidental. We had no idea. We didn't think much about it. Whatever they want to say. I mean, they can absolutely make that case, right? However, it looks like it was important to them to make sure that Deshaun Watson was available to play against the Houston Texans. That's what it looks like, in my opinion. For people that don't know, the 12th game of the season for the Browns, the week that Watson returns, will be in Houston against the Texans. That will be, even though the Browns will be out of playoff consideration in the AFC probably by that point, and the Texans are going to be one of the worst teams in football, presumably. So you're probably going to have two bad teams. You could have a 3 or 4 win Texans team at that time, and a 5-win Browns team or something like that in that moment. That will be must-see, incredible must see. TV with huge ratings. I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if that game wasn't flexed into primetime because it's the first week of December. It's December 4th, so it's after we start flexing. And it's late enough in the year when you're just looking for storylines. Now, maybe there'd be some pushback and people would talk about the league trying to benefit from Deshaun Watson's situation because there won't be playoff implications, obviously, for those two teams. But I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. That game's scheduled for 1 p.m. right now in Houston if they played that game in primetime under the lights on a network.
Or maybe it gets flexed to 4, one of those national games that's the kind of standard alone on CBS. I mean, who knows how it might go. But you're right. I mean, that it's, you know, as soon as, now some things are coincidental, right? As soon as Baker Mayfield goes to Carolina, well, would you look at the fact that the Carolina Panthers open up with the Cleveland Browns? Would you look at that? That's just something that the league just can't even script because it's just so perfect. It's better than the WWE event that you went to on Monday. But that one, this 11 games and all the different dominoes falling and, you know, contract tolling and what years are going to count. And there's a lot of things that sort of are head-scratching here, a little fishy. If it was 12 games, it would be a completely different set of circumstances. If it was 7 or 8, you might have something totally different. This 11 games just seems a little bit too perfect for a number of reasons to be coincidental.
I'd be curious to see what people think. MGM National Harbor listener lines, let's open them up. 800-636-1067 to get your first reactions after the breaking news today that Deshaun Watson is being suspended for 11 games. And this one's now official. This is not the six-game suggestion. This is not the back and forth on what the league is hoping for. There is no appeal coming. This is now written in Sharpie, etched into stone. Deshaun Watson misses the first 11 games, returns for the last six games of the season after 24 women came forward to allege harassment and sexual assault against Deshaun Watson. Most of those cases, I think almost all of them now, have been settled, and he'll move on with his life, and hopefully those women will find a way to find some peace, and the NFL is moving on. That's what it does. It is a steamroller. You're either with it or you're a part of the pavement. And so 12 games from now in Houston against the Texans, he'll be on the field. I mentioned this right off the top. You were not yet on air, Danny. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to get more heat, to use a wrestling term, as a heel. He's going to get more vitriol and negative energy in that game in Houston specifically, but I think for the rest of the year in road stadiums, than any player has ever gotten before. If you want to talk about all-time NFL villains, I don't think there has ever been the animosity toward a player that you're seeing online with Deshaun Watson. And that is not me arguing that it should or shouldn't be the case. I'm just making an observation.
This is what it is, yeah.
There are plenty of people, too, that defend him. They are out there that say charges were not pressed, or these cases have been closed, you know, all kinds of arguments on his behalf as well. But you see a lot of people who have great disdain for him as a human being now. And I just go back to the preseason game I just saw. In one of the worst environments in terms of fan support and energy in a stadium in the league in Jacksonville, the chanting at him at the start of a preseason game where he threw all of 5 passes. He was enemy of the city number one in Jacksonville. Can you imagine going back to Houston? You now have months to prepare as a fan base. Put together your plans, your signs, your chants. You don't think the radio stations and the media there are going to be game planning. And even if he hadn't done anything awful off of the field in massage parlors, he completely turned on the city and the team. I mean, they would hate his guts like Nats fans hate Bryce Harper unfairly. Deshaun Watson refused to show up to work, said that he couldn't stand the Texans anymore, never wanted to play for them again. Then you add in the embarrassment and the shame to your organization and all that's come with it. That game is going to be unlike anything we've seen before.
Yeah, I bet you they won't be talking Houston Cougars that week. Probably not Rockets talk for the preseason. I don't know how much Astros they'll be getting into. Yeah, that's
it won't be the preseason. It's December 4th. That's the heat of the, you know, the Avs defending their, I mean, the Rockets are the Avs. I should say that the Houston Rockets are going to be in the middle of their season.
That's right. I mean, that's going to be insane. Everything you said, I rubber stamp it. I'm just thinking of other guys that have kind of gotten that initial level of vitriol. I think Michael Vick may have gotten something close to this. I don't know that it's the same, to be honest with you. I mean, just the
oh, good comp.
The reflexive the love affair that we have with dogs in our society. I think so many people just couldn't forgive Vic for what he did, despite the fact that, you know, he's served his time and, you know, went away from football for a very long time and, you know, got his second chance. But just some folks just couldn't get past it, couldn't forgive it. Again, not saying what's right or wrong. Your opinion is great. I'm just saying, just trying to think of someone else that received that kind of vitriol. But I think Deshaun Watson may sort of set the record here, if there is such a thing. And I know it's really tough to measure, but to your point, that it was vociferous. It was primal, the way that folks were just screaming and ticked off and just super angry at him and in a league that pretends to care when it's convenient about these sorts of issues. But again, the product is so great that, you know, the NFL does this. Whatever this is, they're the best at it. They bumble and they look bad and it doesn't, you know, and everybody's mad at everybody and it's Roger Goodell's the worst. And then kickoff happens, your fantasy lineup is set, you put your DFS lineup in, and you cannot wait for that following week. It's, you know, this train rolls on, as you said.
Deshaun Watson has apologized, started really his apologies last week when it came out that he was willing to settle, which again, this whole thing has been weird, because why is he the one that's willing to settle? I didn't never really got that. If the league wanted to just bring down the hammer, they could have done that, but okay, he's willing to settle. And I guess then the league benefits because they don't have to worry about more fighting in court and this dragging on, and while it's dragging on, I guess, him playing in football games. But he started apologizing last week pretty vaguely. I'm sorry to the people that were hurt. You know, I'm sorry to women everywhere who are bothered. That kind of an apology tour. His agent, David Mulligetta, just tweeted, Deshaun has always stated he is innocent of sexual assault. Nothing has changed in what he said. He always said he is remorseful. The decisions he made have created this situation. The settlement allows him to move forward with his life and career. He made it very clear at his press conference with the Browns that he didn't do what the women were saying he did. And in fact, has, without maybe calling them liars, made it seem like they were making this up at different points during this process. Now, if I view this as a fader, you know, think about like the board that you see a music producer using. Mm-hmm. If there's a fader that could go up to 100 and come down to zero, if his initial response was that 100, I did nothing. Well, yeah, little by little, as more evidence and more women came out and we found out more and more, well, you've got to bring that fader down because you look like an idiot if you don't. So then it was down to 80 when he's going, well, it was a misunderstanding. Then it's down to 60 where he's going, okay, some of this happened, but it was mutual, and then it's down to 40. And so at this point, yes, he is apologizing. He's still saying that there was never any sexual assault. And I guess those claims that these women are making, according to him, are either erroneous or misunderstandings. But if you're looking for an apology, if you're looking for remorse, this is probably as good as it's going to get from Watson, is to say, I made mistakes. I did some things I shouldn't have. What you've heard I did, I didn't do all of those things, but I'm really sorry to these women and I want to play football. That's about what you're getting right now.
Yeah, it's pretty hollow, just sort of the way that as far as apologies go, because as you said, he's maintained innocence, but also is sorry. And
he gets to go play football. He gets to make $46 million next year.
Yeah.
He just moves along here.
It's the, listen, people are going to get upset about it. And I totally understand that, by the way, just because the way it looks. But he's getting advice here. He's getting legal advice. And it's the kind of thing where it may not be pleasant, but that's what he has on the line. And I'm trying to put myself in his shoes. And obviously, hopefully, I'd never do the things that he's accused of. But I'm going, okay, well, how do I get the best for me now? I'm in this situation. What's the best thing I can do? I'm going to have to deal with some slings and arrows at some point, right? And you know, it's flimsy. It doesn't feel very good. The whole thing makes you feel unclean and like you didn't really get truth or justice or a real good resolution in all of this. But you know, I understand the way that it's been handled, and you know that his team has done things that are frustrating, right? Where you're kind of going, what if you didn't do it? What are you apologizing for exactly?
Exactly.
Are you apologizing that we're here?
Like, I put myself in this situation. I get the sense he's saying I shouldn't have been, you know, used this many masseuses, and I shouldn't have been on Instagram hunting people down. But are you saying that some of this is true? Let's go through it. Which ones were true? Which ones weren't?
Right.
Did you go in there looking for an ending that wasn't sad, or you didn't? Like, what exactly is your transgression here, sir? What are you apologizing for? The Commandalorian on Twitter says he will be booed for a season. People will kill the Browns. But like I said, he was an available elite quarterback, and you had to pay a price plus 11 games, and I stand by it being 100% worth it for such a commodity. I think there are a lot of people out there who feel that way, where, look, this is football. I like football. I'm a football fan. All I care about is, can the quarterback throw the ball to a wide receiver? Can he run faster than the defenders? Can he make plays? And I'll make a deal with a guy that did some potentially, allegedly awful things if it means my football team gets better. And that's clearly the take there. Those people exist, and that's a feeling I'm not belittling that I know is out there. And I know a lot of Browns fans are going to be feeling that way come the first week of December. All right, your call's next. MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. Really want to hear what you guys think. Really, let's go twofold on this. Number one, it's official. We now know it's 11 games and a $5 million fine for Deshaun Watson, who will make $46 million guaranteed next year. Your thoughts on that decision by the NFL? 800-636-1067. And then the other part would be, and we could dive into this next, Danny, let's get people's thoughts on what this means for the Browns this year and the AFC North. We'll do that next on G&D here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
I've always stood on my innocence and always said that I've never assaulted anyone or disrespected anyone, and I'm continuing to stand on that. But at the same time, I have to continue to push forward with my life and my career. And for us to be able to move forward, you know, I have to be able to take steps and put parts aside. I'm going to continue to stand on my innocence and keep pushing forward. And I've always, you know, stood on not disrespecting or sexual assaulting anyone.
Deshaun Watson meeting with the media just a bit ago, 11 games the suspension, $5 million fine, about half of what he made last year while sitting out the season. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. I don't think it's a coincidence that his first game back will be against the Texans. I know you can pretty easily just say, easily? I'm sure there's a B in that word. You can pretty easily say, well, the judge said 6 games, the league wanted 17 plus, so 11 is smack dab in the middle, and that makes some sense. I know I'm wearing a tinfoil hat theory here, Danny, but I'm going to go full on. I really think that the league kind of felt okay about him coming back to play the Texans because, my goodness, will that be a ratings bonanza for them?
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, it all just works, right?
Or maybe it's as simple as, like, they put that game on the schedule that week thinking 11 could be how it all worked out. Maybe there was some foresight.
Entirely possible. I mean, it's one of those things where if someone's going, well, what about 13? What about 9? What about you know, 10? What about 12? And then someone kind of goes, you know, as a tiebreaker, you know, their 12th game happens to be against the Texans. Yeah, so everyone's good with 11, we're good with 11. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where I don't think it's the reason it's 11 games, but it's also not off the list. You know what I mean? Like if you're doing a pro and con, or you're putting it on the big whiteboard there, I bet you that came up at some point.
On a binary, either the league knew before they decided this and just found out, oh, look at that. His first game's against Houston. Or they didn't know and it was a complete surprise. I'm going to go with A, not B. I'm not saying it's why it's 11 games, but I'll bet you they knew that it was 11 games. And then that 12th game was against Houston. And they go, okay, we'll do 11. That's fine. Ashton's in Silver Spring on Grant and Danny. What's up, Ashton?
How we doing, Grand Danny?
Chilling.
Good, good. Y'all, I got to say, I think this is ridiculous. I agree with y'all both saying that the NFL wins in this. That's, you know, the NFL will always win, no matter what. They're a billion-dollar organization. That's just what happens. But if I was Calvin Ridley, I'd be pissed, man. Like, I got a whole year for ban on games, three games that I wasn't even involved in, and this brother gets 11 games for allegedly sexually harassing over 20 different women. It's just there's no it seems like there's no regulation with the way that the NFL puts down their suspensions. Like, there is no like base level for anything. I think they're just winging it every time.
It always feels that way, and it's totally a huge problem for the NFL. Whether it's a real problem or one of just perception, it doesn't even matter at this point. It does seem like Roger Goodell, and now it's bigger than him, so the entire crew involved, they're just throwing darts at the board. Marijuana is four games, but hitting a woman is also four games. But kicking a woman if there's a video in a hallway in a hotel in Cleveland is six games. But punching a woman in a elevator at a casino if there's a video is a lifetime ban. I mean, it is ridiculous when you really get down to it that a DUI versus a marijuana charge versus there is no rhyme or reason for anything. And
Josh Gordon is because of the lack of precedent. Totally, yeah, and again, this is a football organization. This is not a legal governing body. This is not the judicial system, right? Where we've got here's the range for first degree manslaughter. Here's the range for speeding. They've got all those precedents. This is a league that puts on football games and makes great television, right? They don't know how to do this very well, and it comes out all the time. So optically, I understand. This is because it's a sport, and you need to make sure that everybody believes at all times 100% the integrity of the games is not in question. That's what everyone needs to think every second. No one can think that games are rigged, right? That ruins everything. So I understand why you throw the book at Calvin Ridley. Now, pull back for just like 6 feet, and you go, so it's worse to do a three-team parlay in a couple of, with one of the league partners where they're taking millions of dollars than it is to commit sexual assault? That's worse? It just, the optics don't look very good. And they never do. I agree with the caller 100%. The optics never do look good when it comes to punishment.
Deshaun Watson today on why he accepted a settlement if he still claims that he's innocent. Quote, I've always been able to stand on my innocence and always said I never assaulted or disrespected anyone. But at the same point, I have to continue to push forward with my life and career, end quote. Now, I'm not dumb, and I do understand that people take deals all the time in real life to do lesser time, and not every single person who's ever done that, Danny, is guilty. I'm quite sure innocent people have taken deals in the past because they've got a lawyer saying, hey, whether you did it or not, this does not look good for you, and they're charging you with fill in the blank for
right,
X number of
risk.
Years.
You could settle now for very little, or here's the risk if a jury, and you don't know which way they're going to go, finds you guilty. It does. It happens.
And as a conservative person who gets nervous and anxious, you know, if I'm innocent, but I know I might serve 5 years instead of taking a deal for 10 months, and I didn't do anything, maybe I'm taking a deal for 10 months. So he can argue that that's what he's doing. But I still hate this idea of there is a lack of contrition here, where obviously something happened. It's clear, and there are 20-plus people saying that you were doing this, and he still says he wasn't doing what they were saying. Today, he's saying, I never assaulted or disrespected anyone. That's a stupid comment. Everyone disrespects people. You've disrespected people today, Danny, on accident. So have I.
I'm sure I did.
Disrespecting people happens. It's not something we're proud of or strive for, but it's a normal thing in life. I never assaulted or disrespected anyone. That's not correct. The disrespected part is an impossibility, quite literally. The assault part, I can't speak to, but there's a lot of people for some reason saying that that's also not correct. Deshaun Watson on why he's apologizing then, according to Mike Garofolo. Quote, for everybody that was affected by this situation, there were a lot of people that were triggered. It's just, these aren't good quotes. And I'll say this for Mike Vick. I was in the minority, I think, because I was very much a give him a second chance guy after he went to jail. I believe in this country you get second opportunities. Just in general, I believe that people who do something wrong are not inherently bad. I think that good people do bad things and vice versa. Bad people do good things. I think it's kind of this floating, non-linear deal. Having said that, I really respect contrition. I respect when you say, I'm sorry. To me, the only way to be better is to admit what you've done. And I'm not even sure that that's even happening here. And just in general, I'd say it's easier when you show some remorse and when you come out and say, I screwed up, which he's only half doing, like only the parts that don't make him look that bad. He's effectively apologizing for what exactly? We don't know, but it seems like how he went about finding the masseuses and whether or not he should have just used a team masseuse, those types of things.
But sure, I take accountability for the decisions I made. Okay, so some of those decisions were allegedly crimes. Are we taking accountability for those? But it's a lot of, I need to move on with my life and I need to, you know, next foot forward. I didn't do anything wrong. It just, again, it certainly does ring very hollow.
Vic, it's a different thing, I understand. Those were charges, and he was arrested, and he went to jail and whatever else. But my point is just, there was an element to his second life and his second career, so to speak, where he was very apologetic and said, I'm going to try to make this a positive from this day forward. And I'm going to talk to people about this and make sure that culturally no one views this as something that should be happening or is cool. He put a lot of work in. Is Deshaun Watson going to do the same thing in his area of transgression? I don't know. I guess we'll see. But I know that he's still claiming he didn't do what supposedly the women say he did, which is not a great start. Josh is in Springfield. Josh, you're on Grant and Danny. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. You said it, Grant. I mean, this guy is sick. Michael Vick worked to rehab himself. And he served a 2-year suspension, essentially missing 2 seasons while he was in jail. But it was 66 women who have credibly accused him from 2019 to 2021. It was only 24 to 30 that he settled with or went to court or joined the lawsuit. I mean, he is a true sociopath. This is, I mean, would you go to 66 different massage parlors yourself? Would you seek that out wherever you lived? It's abhorrent. And the fact that he's not contrite in any way.
I think that's my big problem here, Josh. Thank you for your call. When I saw this suspension, I couldn't wait to see his comments, Danny. Because I wanted to see, okay, he's now got a chance to completely turn the page. In fact, like, this is the first hour of the rest of his career in life. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And it's kind of the same exact rhetoric. It's a vague apology for the people that were, you know, affected. Okay, I'm not really sure what that means. And he's apologizing. Why? He's asked because a lot of people were triggered. I don't even know what he means by that.
But I stand on my innocence. Yeah,
but I never disrespected anyone. All right, I guess. Brandywine, Solomon, you're on Grant and Danny. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, fellas, man? How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Hey, look, first and foremost, I know you guys got a job to do and, you know, you got to get paid and all of that. But I got to say this. The media and society's double standard is crazy because, case in point, here it is. You got Ben Roethlisberger, just retired. A man got multiple sexual allegations against him, raped 2 chicks, settled out of court. And he probably going to go in the Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying? The whole thing just stinks. You know what I mean? To me, it's just fishy. The week he comes out or whatever, he says he don't want to play for the Texans. All these allegations come out. Nobody even wants to factor in that, yeah, 2 judges throw everything out to say it wasn't enough proof to find a man guilty.
Well, judges always throw things out. I mean, that's...
I mean, I hear you. I'm just saying you had a judge look at evidence to present it towards him, right?
But that doesn't mean that it didn't happen. There are a lot of variables for that.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I'm not condoning his actions. All I'm saying is that the man was found guilty. No cases went before. You know what I'm saying? The cases got thrown out, paid out, whatever the case may be, right? So here it is now. This guy's a scumbag.
But that's not how the league works, and it's not how the NFL works.
No, I get you.
Let me ask you a question. I didn't mean the NFL. Okay. That's not how the league works or how society works, right? But you mentioned Ben Roethlisberger. What happened to him? I think that was – I don't really remember. I feel like maybe I was out of high school, but I would say in like the 06 to 10 time frame.
Ben got 4 games.
Okay, but hold on. What do you think would happen in terms of the coverage now if that happened today? You are familiar, I'm sure, with the awakening and the Me Too movement.
He should have been banned.
But Solomon, hold on, hold on, hold on. But you're calling
rape.
Solomon, listen to me. We
he's
have to have a
conversation.
Solomon. If you want to have a conversation, we can, but we got to be able to talk to each other. That's the only way this is going to work.
It's a lag. My fault. Go ahead.
Okay. So my question to you is, you are comparing the coverage of Ben Roethlisberger in a different era to the coverage of Deshaun Watson now. It would be like the equivalent of comparing how we reacted to someone saying something that is socially inappropriate now in 2010 versus saying it today. It's a completely different era in terms of the way these things
are covered. I'm talking about the allegation itself. We're talking about rape, okay? We're not talking about your man going to a massage parlor and for a happy ending or all the crazy go away. Not once, but twice. See what I'm saying? He got suspended 4 games and played another day. You know what I'm saying? Now, here it is. The man was – to me, it just seemed like his character was assassinated by a billion-dollar corporation that he didn't want to play for no more. And it's just too much of a coincidence. The whole thing stinks.
And it had nothing to do with the fact that dozens of women came forward to make the allegation. It was just that the league wanted to assassinate his character.
No. It has a lot to do with it. I'm just saying, had it not gone before,
it sounds like what you're saying is he didn't want to play for the Texans, and the Texans and the league suddenly took offense to that. But
I believe so.
Okay, but there were
the shields stick together.
Okay, but there were 12 times as many women making allegations about him as Roethlisberger, which is not to make an excuse for Ben Roethlisberger.
But he should have been suspended an awful lot. I'm 100% with that, by the way, at the time.
Yeah, I don't think we disagree with that, number one. But I also think he's talking about the media coverage and how different it is. It's a completely different time. Of course the media coverage has changed. I think society is advanced and how we cover things is advanced. But his point was that the case didn't end up being a charge and it didn't go to court. Neither did Roethlisberger, to my knowledge, no? I mean, did he get charged for anything?
I can't remember exactly how. I was trying to look it up while you guys were talking. I believe it was similar where there was a settlement and otherwise. Yeah,
but he's mentioning Roethlisberger as if he's saying he raped two people when there were allegations, just like there were against Watson, but he's making it seem like, well, it's only allegations with Watson. There was no charge or arrest. You know, there was no court hearing. I got to look it up, but I don't remember anything more than the allegations for Roethlisberger. So it could be similar. I'm going to do some digging during the break. 800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny. On the Fan, news of the day, Deshaun Watson suspended 11 games by the National Football League. So I did do that digging during the break. There were no charges against Ben Roethlisberger. Again, doesn't mean he didn't do anything, just like I said with Deshaun Watson. But the caller had said there's a double standard here that, you know, Roethlisberger, his claim was, had these two rape allegations, and he was saying he did it. And with Watson, he's saying these are just allegations and there was no actual charges pressed, and a judge decided not to press forward, which is what happened with Roethlisberger as well. So if we're talking about double standards, let's have consistency then, right? You got two allegations of sexual assault against Roethlisberger, no charges. You have 24 allegations plus of Deshaun Watson. Many of them were sexual assault allegations, right? Some of them harassment, some of them allegations about actual sexual assault. So I don't know that we need to go any further down that road, but I'm not sure that there is that big of a double standard. If you want to say that we romanticize Ben Roethlisberger, well, I mean, it's been a decade of him supposedly having turned his life around since, and maybe if 10 years from now Deshaun Watson is on the straight and narrow and has a wife and kids and hasn't had any more issues, you know, he'll retire and walk into the sunset getting ready to go in the Hall of Fame too. People seem to be pretty forgiving in society today.
Well, there's. I also don't want to go too much further down that road, as you kind of said, because I know what the implication is. But times have changed, whether you want to admit that or not. Again, it was only a handful of years ago that Tony Romo was forbidden from going to a fantasy football convention, and now we're gambling on sports as readily as I can order dinner from any one of a dozen different apps. And we had a year suspension for a guy that committed a DUI and killed somebody. We've had all sorts of different things happen. Social movements have happened. A million things under the sun have gone on. But you've heard that pulse a couple different times, GP, which is, this is all too coincidental. He doesn't want to play for the Texans, so the Texans orchestrated this. I will tell you that, I don't want to call it a conspiracy theory, I don't know what you want to call that. That pulse is out there, and it's one of those things where I go, it would take the greatest conspiracy, the greatest organizational effort in the history of mankind to make something like that up and have it all be come out at this exact right time and make sure that Deshaun Watson was only gotten in trouble once he decided he didn't want to play for the Texans anymore. It's a little bit too fantastical to believe is what I would say.
Yeah, I hate the whataboutism of a previous era. I hate when people pull up videos of what a comedian said 12 years ago and judge him based on today's standards, right? I think that is, by and large, something that we need to do less of in general. Now, that isn't to say that sexual assault wasn't terrible then. Of course it was. But I think at 10, 12, 15 years ago versus now, any kind of issue, allegation about a celebrity may have been viewed differently than it is now, post-Me Too movement. And so I just, in general, if we're talking about, well, why did this happen? My first question is always, well, when did that happen? And if it was a previous era altogether, I'm not sure that it's apples versus apples. But enough on that. We are keeping the phones open for you guys, 800-636-1067. I want to get into the AFC North as we continue here at some point next segment as we take more calls, because it was already pretty wide open. And now if you're the Ravens, if you are a Steelers team that has never had a losing season under Mike Tomlin, if you're the Bengals coming off of a Super Bowl run, I think your road just got a lot easier to the top of that division. So we'll get into that. Plus, we're going to check in with Ben Standig of The Athletic. Get the latest out in Ashburn. Sounds like Ron Rivera wants to play starters for a full half against the Chiefs this weekend. We're Grant and Danny. This is The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.